Good morning. Glad to be with you this morning. And we're continuing our series, Get His Point, and today we're going to be talking about a parable that I'm going to read here in just a moment. And I tell you, this parable has a lot, I think, to say to all of us today. So I hope you feel so too. Anyway, the scripture for today, which is on the back of your folder, is Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 14. This is near the end of Jesus' ministry here on earth. Jesus said, "It will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He had received the 5 talents, went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his money, his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I've made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I had scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is the word of the Lord. May only his word be spoken, only his word heard. Amen. This is a disturbing parable. If you've heard me preach on parables before, you know I have a firm belief that when Jesus told these stories, we become one of the characters in them. He draws us in and we find ourselves. I believe this is true of this parable. Jesus isn't simply telling a story. He is describing how people respond to him and to the Father, the Heavenly Father. Therefore, at least, by my reckoning, half the parables are innately and intensely disturbing. Let me tell you how this parable disturbs me. I think I have been given much in this life. I think I have spiritual blessings. You've seen to it that I have a lot of material blessings. I know that I've been given a whole lot. The disturbing part for me is that I have regrets. I should have risked more. I should have used what I've been given more wisely. And I should have not wasted so much time. There are two words that kind of are emblazoned on my soul. Too late. Too late. I should have. I'm too late. To whom much is given, much is expected. And I have been given much. But there is another message in this parable, another reaction to this parable, which Jesus intended for me and for you, that makes my heart soar, that reassures me and causes me a lot of joy. But before I go there, let's take a look at some of the significant details in this parable, because there are quite a few of them. Actually, it's called the parable of the talents. The talent was a type of money. It's not referring to gifts and abilities that you have. So try to draw that away from you. It's money. Some suggested that the New Testament talent equaled the earnings of 20 years or more of labor. So then we're talking about an awesome amount of money. Other New Testament scholars put it somewhere between $1,000 and $30,000 equivalency. For our uses today, let's think of that $30,000 figure. So, using that number, the first man given five talents, $150,000. The second man, $60,000. And then that third man, a paltry $30,000.